listener production.
Hi, yo. Welcome to the Adam and Simon show today. That's a direct welcome to you, Simon.
Thanks, bro. I'm happy to be here. I actually couldn't be happier that I'm here.
You couldn't be happier?
No.
Not possible.
Not possible. I'll try.
Are you happier right now than you were on your wedding day?
No, but different context. I couldn't be happier to be here. Like, there's levels to it.
Right, okay.
Like, you know, you're not like, oh my God, I'm happier than when I had a child. No, well, it's different. Different horses for courses, you know? Apples and oranges.
Keep going.
I don't want to.
Don't have any more. All right. Welcome to the Adam and Simon Show. It is the 18th of May, Thursday.
Not going to be another one of these.
Nah, not for a while. We have bronze mailbag today. Top three. Simon, what's top threes this week?
Top threes this week is... up to you, is it?
Yeah. Deal's choice.
What have you done here?
Up next, I have a question as a parent to ask a non-parent. And luckily enough, there's one of those in the room.
Ding.
Ting, ting, ting.
That's
all right.
Me.
Play the music. Let's go. Now, Simon.
Yeah, mate. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? In this scenario, I am the mirror. And you are asking me who is the fairest. You know that's not even the saying. Anyway, moving on.
What is it?
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
You don't know what it is.
It's not who is the fairest of them all. It's like, am I the fairest of them all?
Do you know, Brock?
Something.
I think it's magic mirror on the
magic
wall.
Magic mirror on the wall. Yeah. Who's the fairest of them all?
I mean, that makes sense. Because if you were to address a mirror, you would want to know that it's magic and that you're not just talking to a random.
Talking to yourself.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, you are. Here you go. Here's a question.
Love this.
I don't know.
Go
how,
deep.
Like, theoretical,
get a shovel.
Theoretical physics this is. But who is it that talks to the mirror? Snow White? No.
No, the Queen.
The Queen.
Maleficent.
Right.
No, Maleficent's the witch. Anyway.
Right. Is the Queen talking to herself or is she talking to the mirror?
Well, she's talking to the mirror. She has knowledge that the mirror can talk back.
The mirror is a sentient being. But is she also not talking to herself?
She's looking at herself when she says, right. Magic mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
So
Snow White is. Spoilers for everyone out there.
If you didn't know that, that's a fair shock. All right. No, back on it. My question to you. So as is well established on this show, I am a parent. You are yet to be...
Not a parent.
Not yet a parent.
Not yet a parent.
So, as a parent, I've got a question to ask you where the line is and if I was right in feeling how I felt in this certain situation.
Good. Love it.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. Okay.
So...
paint me a picture, Adam.
Rachel, I'll get out my
Simon,
brush.
Simon on the wall.
I won't call you Magic Simon. Okay. I'll just call you Simon.
Yeah, no, it's Magic
Simon,
Mike.
Simon, yeah. You don't look like Magic Mike.
No, I do not.
So, Rach and I were getting on a plane.
Is this an argument between you and Rach that I'm getting
no,
in the middle?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's good.
Parents on the same side here, which is why I need to bring it to a non-parent.
Oh, so you're like, oh, hang on a second. Are we both skewed in our thinking?
Yes.
Okay, go.
So, this thing happened...
parent of one.
...twice to us.
That's not good.
Yeah. And so, we were like, oh, I don't know if we should feel a bit like...
slighted.
Yeah, or like whether... it was just like a bit of a shock to happen. And have we been shocked? And were we right to be like,
someone kick your baby? Because that's shocking and you are in the right.
No. Getting onto a plane, flying to Port Macquarie, going to my grandpa's 100th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Raise the bat. David Samuel Peck. Congratulations. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest. Many happy returns. But on the plane, on the way up, we get on, it's actually... Port Macquarie, for anyone flying from Melbourne,
hard to get
a
to.
A bit of a pain in the ass to get to.
No direct flights.
No, you've got to go via Sydney.
Oh, God.
So we got on our flight to Sydney.
Yeah.
And it's the configuration of the seats is 3-3.
Small plane? Yep.
Yeah. No, regular size plane, Melbourne to Sydney. I think it's the second most frequented plane route in the world.
Wow.
And it might even be the first. Melbourne to Sydney is like one of the most flown spaces of air in the world.
That's a lot.
This is a fun fact for you.
That is a fun fact.
So we get on the plane and it's 3-3, regular size plane for the second most used route in the world. And we look at our tickets and we have the window seats. and we're flying with a baby, a 1 year old.
Well, pay soon, for the 1 year old? Yeah.
No, free. They're free until they're two.
Okay.
Then you got to buy them a seat. Yep. So fly with the kids as much as you can until they're two. But we were getting on the plane, looking at our seats, being like, okay, we're on the window. And so when you're flying as a non-parent, you may not know this, or maybe you do know this. When you're flying with a small infant child, often you'll have to stand up, whether you've got to go to the back to change them, whether they've been unsettled and you just want to take them out to the back to rock them to sleep, or like you just, a lot of the time, you need to be standing. I'm sure you find a lot of planes, you would have seen parents standing in the aisles.
Yeah. Got to keep them active.
So we got window seats, which means what do you think we would prefer?
Aisle
seats.
Yep.
So we were like, oh, easy. Not, there'll be a very amenable person because it's a chockers flight.
Okay.
Not a single seat.
Right.
Chockers flight. And we.
Most busiest flying route in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Second most from what I hear. We go to, I think we're like the third back row or something. We're deep.
Where you should be.
Exactly right. We're actually two rows in front of where I should be.
Yeah.
And we get to our spot and there's someone sitting in there. We're like, because you always get on last on the plane when you've got a child as well.
Oh.
Just because like, it's confined space.
Keep them active.
You burn a bit of energy while you're out here.
Yep.
Crawl around, do whatever.
Love it.
Someone sitting in the aisle seat, as is their want, as is their ticket suggests. And we say, oh, excuse me, would you mind moving to the window, thinking like a lot of people love the window. Would you mind moving to the window seat just because we may be getting up and down a bit? And the lady goes, no.
Mm.
And we said, oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. No worries. Yep. That's all right. We just may be getting up and down a few of the times. She goes, oh, no, I can't sit in the window.
Oh, why?
We didn't ask. We were just like, okay.
Yeah. That's weird.
She said, there's too much traffic
on this
road.
Scared of heights. Yeah. I don't want to see anyone else.
And so we were like, okay, cool. Maybe this is just a one-off and maybe this is just the person.
Yeah.
Then we got on our flight to Port Macquarie. It's a 2-2 configuration, so no worry about being window.
Oh, that's
good. It's a small plane, open propeller.
Yeah. You're both on the aisle and you're both on the window.
Exactly. Not the most frequently flown route in the world, Sydney to Port Macquarie.
Yeah, no.
He's flown there like every day though. There's a flight every day.
That's a lot.
I know. So there was two flights in it, regardless. Then we get on the flight on the way home, 2-2. Sweet, all good.
Yeah.
We get onto our Sydney to Melbourne flight to get home.
Yeah.
Again, 3-3. Again, window seats. We go up to the person sitting in the aisle. It was like a 60-year-old lady. And normally, this is a broad arching statement, but normally grandmothers
love Celia.
So amenable.
Oh, yeah.
Very amenable, particularly to the parents of a very small child.
Oh, I've been there. I understand.
Hey, I get it.
Yep.
What
can I do to make your life easier?
Exactly. And we say, excuse me.
Were they the same demographic of human both times?
First demographic was like a 40-year-old lady.
Bit younger.
And we go to the older lady. Oh, would you mind moving to the window? Because we may be getting up. And she also looked at us and goes, no. Am I right to feel a little bit slighted for the minor inconvenience for the person that would be moving?
One, let's do a little recreation of how you ask the question. So I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
I've got my papers.
Yeah.
Okay. And
no,
you
she had a Kindle.
Of course. She had a Kindle.
Yeah.
I'm reading my Kindle.
Yeah.
Okay. And action.
Sorry, excuse me. We're just in the window seats. Would you mind moving into the window? Would you be happy to move into the window just because we've got this little one and we may be getting up and down a little bit throughout the flight?
Okay, interesting. First hurdle.
Hurdle?
First hurdle of the request, the way you asked me when you said, would you mind, was the assumption that I'm doing it already. It's like, yeah, I would mind. I'm sitting in my seat. You should have gone with, hey, we've got a little one, wondering if you'd like to sit there. Because we're going to be getting up and it might be a nuisance. Would you like to sit there? Because then it's like, maybe I would like to. But not, would you mind? Would you mind is like, you mind passing me the knife and fork?
But the no was mind? So strong.
Yeah, because
I think regardless of how I asked it, there was going to be a no.
I felt like impulsively answering no when you said, would you mind moving?
I feel that's just you.
No, I'm not joking. Bron, are you with me? If someone said, would you mind moving? That was like, what?
Yeah. Also, why aren't you pre-booking your seat?
That's actually a very good point.
Because it costs like an extra $40.
Oh, that's a lot.
I'm not loaded with. I'm not paying $40 to sit in the second back row in the aisle.
Maybe if you came through and said, "Would you like to change seats? Would you like to sit there because of this reason?" Like then I have the option.
Whereas yeah, but then when you two say, people did it.
Because you both said to both of them, because you, I noticed earlier when you said it, you said, I asked them, would they mind if they moved? It's like, well, why would I have to move?
Well, because I'm going to be interrupting your flight getting up and down.
No, but you didn't start with that. You said, can you move?
So you think it's better if I go, hey, lady, I'm going to be interrupting your flight up and down if you don't move. Shuffle
no,
over.
That's what it sounds like when you did say it then, when you say mind. And I know you don't believe me. I'm giving you honest feedback, not even to be like argumentative at all. This is a true facts statement.
So if I said to you, oh, sorry, mate, we're supposed to be in the aisle. Would you mind just shuffling over to the window? Because we've got a little one, which means we may be getting up
no,
and down a fair
bit.
No, but
why did you just
we
say we're supposed
it.
To be in the aisle?
Yeah, that's what I'm... No, I said we're supposed to be on the window.
Oh, yeah. So you just said we're supposed to be on the aisle then.
We're supposed to be on the... Excuse me, mate. We're supposed to be on the window. Would you mind just popping over
no,
to the window?
No, don't say would you mind.
You would say no to me.
Yes, because you keep saying would you mind. So like, I say, yeah, I do mind.
What
I
if
don't
I said,
want to do it.
Would you be happy? We're also in the third back row.
You go up and you say... Hey, mate, how are you going? Hey, heads up. We've got a little one here. We're seated on the window, so we're going to be up and down, unfortunately. We're going to be probably up and down a little bit. If you'd like, though, you can sit on the window, and then we'll take the aisle, and that way we're not bothering you, if you want to. If you don't want to, that's okay, too. And then feel how that feels a bit nice, and now it's my choice. I'm not being forced by some bloke to move in my seat.
No.
Yeah, see, difference, right? Difference.
So you say the difference is the word mind versus happy.
Yeah, literally. Like going up to someone...
Or would you like?
Hey, Adam, would you mind passing me that?
Sure, what do you need?
No.
I think I'm just an amenable person. Nah. I reckon I just got stuck
hey,
with
would you mind?
Of...
Would you mind moving? Why? Why would do you... I need to move?
But the phrasing was like, hey, sorry. I think I even apologized at the start. Hey, sorry. We're supposed to be there,
yeah.
But we're going to be getting up. Would you mind just shuffling over so we don't interrupt your flight? You'd say no.
Yeah, mind is bad. I think that you can probably do it if you word it differently, but also you might have been unlucky twice. But it's
so you know how I came up
twice.
To you asking for your advice as a non-parent? I don't know why I asked because I'm not taking it.
Which is silly because I'm giving you the truth. And I know you think I'm being argumentative, but if someone came up and said, would you mind? I'm like, what? Why? Why are you telling me what to do? It's not my choice. Because it's like you've already made up the decision. Does that make sense? You're looking at me like you don't, like I'm speaking with the second head. Bron, I need a third on this one.
Yeah, third head.
Is the mind, am I playing too much onus?
I guess my first question is...
Sorry, do you mind moving over?
My first question is it an outrageous request to ask someone to move to the window, which is preferable for a lot of people.
Is it these people?
Yeah. Oh, mate, I know. Is it an outrageous request to ask them to move to the window when we've got a baby that may cause us to interrupt their flight repeatedly throughout the hour and a half journey on one of the world's most busy routes?
It's not outrageous to ask, but I do agree you could have asked in a different way.
Is it surprising to be declined by two people?
It is. I am shocked. With a baby, if you were just like, oh, I prefer this seat, I'd be like, I don't care.
It wasn't a preference.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit like, I think you definitely can ask the question, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure ask, but maybe don't be like so presumptive that they would do it because it comes in like you're coming in red hot like they were just going to move for you.
I'm flustered. I'm worried about the flight that's impending. I'm worried about impeding on their flight on one of the world's busiest routes.
Look, I'm really sorry. I know we've got a young child. We should have probably pre-booked, to be honest.
But, you know, it's
on
40
one of
bucks,
the busiest
very
flights.
Expensive.
Yeah, very expensive. You get it. You're sitting at the back with us. You didn't pre-book either, clearly. But, hey, I've got this child. The window's there. We're going to be up and down, if you'd like. Happy for you to sit on the window.
But then I feel like that the if you'd like happy for you to sit on the window is a bit like presumptive about what you know that I like.
No, that's why I say if you like. If you like that, take it. But if you don't like it, because your options are you sit near the window if you want to, if you like, or I'm going to be interrupting you every day. Like I'm giving you the option.
See,
you choose
like
which of these of you like.
I feel like I didn't want to threaten them.
Hey, look, I'm really sorry, but we're going to be up and down probably the whole flight. But if you would like, you can sit near the window and then there's less interruptions. Alternatively, I apologize in advance.
To be honest, I really wanted to like, I was very, very close just to like getting up and down just to spite them.
That's so petty. That is so petty. You're the worst bloke.
But I didn't. Yeah, but I thought it.
Oh, you were a good guy.
Time for top threes.
Top three.
Top three where we rank
three things under a topic.
And this week's top three, 2000s fashion brands you've probably forgotten about.
I love this topic so much.
Yeah.
I actually love this topic so, so much.
I thought of one before.
Thinking of the list has made me happy.
I laughed. I laughed because I pictured myself wearing one of these.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Oh, God.
It's and look, I have a feeling this is going to be a real snapshot of where we're at.
Some of them were things that we used to wear as kids.
I'm really interested to see what Bron comes with in the honorable mentions to see what we can bounce
back.
How
old were you in the 2000s, Bron? Because Simon was already like 35.
I was born in 94.
There you go.
6 years.
Yeah.
7 years.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because your prime time was the 2000s.
Oh, I was killing it.
Yeah.
I was killing it again. I was all over these brands.
13 to 23.
Yeah, look, yeah, absolutely. Mate, that was me. I was getting birthday presents and Christmas presents and all of it involved these brands.
And you were working at a surf shop?
Mate, I was the coolest guy. I had blonde hair, blonde tips.
How good.
It was the best time ever. All right. My number three. Oh, I don't even know where to start. This is so exciting. My number three is going to be Etnies.
Oh, yeah.
Etnies shoes.
Yeah.
Get yourself a pair of Etnies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the E, the upside down E.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Get yourself a pair of Etnies. And
Etnies.
If you can get them in all black, you can wear them to school if
absolutely
you want to.
Absolutely, you can wear them to school.
That's where you want to wear them. You
absolutely
want to wear them.
Absolutely.
Go and do a kickflip, cover them did in you, shoe goo.
The question is, did you wear any, like Etnies were obviously shoes.
I never had a pair of Etnies.
Yeah, but were there like any other pieces of clothing that you would think about buying Etnies? You wouldn't buy Etnies t-shirt or Etnies pants.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Just a shirt, just shoes.
Mm.
Shoes with that sideways E.
Mm.
There's a lot of shoes that I could go. I can't wait until we get to the honorable mentions. I'm going to just unload the clip. All right, go for it.
All right, I'm going number three, and this is not something I ever wore, but it was always something that was like, whoa, that person's full on. Ed Hardy.
Oh, my God. What a call.
Ed Hardy.
Do you know Ed Hardy's coming back?
Is it?
Yeah, Ed Hardy's coming back.
So many flames and like random just like skulls.
Jewels.
And,
so many jewels on the thing.
Bejeweled. It was bejeweled before bejeweled was a game.
There was a pub near my house, the Angler's Tavern. They banned Ed Hardy.
Really?
Yep. Banned it. All right.
Is that because it caused too many fights?
Yeah, because if you were an Ed Hardy, you were a fighter. That's what it meant.
Hectic.
My number two, and this one is for, this is the more the female skew.
Yep.
Bettina Liano jeans.
Oh.
Every girl that I knew had Bettina Liano jeans. They're like always dark, dark navy, and they had a yellow logo on them with a circle, which was the O. Bettina Liano.
Is that Gina Liano's sister?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Are they famous anymore? Like, are they
Bettina
still
Bettina Liano's? No, don't think so. Right. I think they went bankrupt.
Mm.
They were expensive. They were like the expensive jeans. Like, if you had them, it was like, what, you're rich.
Bron? Bettina Liano's?
I've never heard of this.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. Dating yourself.
Wow.
All right. My number two. Fresh Jive.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. Fresh Jive.
I had an electric blue Fresh Jive shirt, and I used to wear that thing everywhere.
That's so good.
Fresh Jive.
Fresh Jive is...
Fresh Jive. At the moment, I'm picturing in my head walking through the like shopping mall in Albury, and I can picture the shop where it was
Edge.
Sold.
Was it Edge?
Nah, it was like an independent
shop.
Oh,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, my God. Fresh
Jive. I'm up to one already.
This is, number
one. Okay. My number one.
Bearing in mind that like the clip is going to be unloaded with...
absolutely. So many honorable mentions. My number one Y2K brand.
Don't you dare.
Oakley.
Oh.
Oakley. Yes. Yeah. If you tell me that you are wearing a pair of Oakley Juliets...
Oakleys.
You... coming straight out of the 2000s.
You know, I was considering buying myself a pair of Oakleys. I was the
recently.
Other day. Yeah, I was on.
What were you? Which ones?
The sports ones.
Oh, the wraparounds.
Yeah, to wear like the speed dealer ones to wear to like a golf and and just like because I've got the Adam and Simon show wide brim hat.
Yeah,
and I was like, cool. When I go down to the beach with serious stuff, I'll just wear my like
full Mark War style.
Yeah, like a cricketer's sunglasses. Yeah. That's what I was looking
Oakleys.
For. Yeah,
I'm talking about like Oakley frog stomps, Juliets. Monster Doggles had those ones. I had a pair of white monster doggles, if you can find
this
that. That's crazy.
An early honourable mention, but I never had a pair of Oakleys. I always used to have Arnett's.
Yeah, of course you did. That's on my list. That is on my list.
Arnett's
on my list. I had a white pair of Arnett's. They used were to buy, so good.
I had the brown ones. They used to get them from Spencer's Men's Land in
Corowa.
Yeah,
love it.
Darryl Spencer.
I loved the Oakleys when Oakley started to go like the shoes and the T-shirts. Like, here's a T-shirt for you. Charcoal grey, black O just on the chest.
Yeah.
Everyone,
do you know who used
that
to wear Oakleys? It was cool. Shane Warne. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
He used to be big Oakleys.
Oakleys were the
guy.
Best.
Yeah.
Oakleys were legit the best. And they did those ones with the circles that wrap over your head.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Bro. Oakleys
did
were
like Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers or something.
Yep.
All right. My number one 2000s fashion brand, which is coming back again. Von Dutch.
No, oh, I've got it on the
Von
list.
Dutch.
Well done. Von Dutch.
Von Dutch.
Very
the
good.
Von Dutch hats.
The simple plan. Yep. First $50 item that ever existed, I think.
Everywhere.
First $50 hat.
Yeah.
I always remember because it's like, oh, you want one of those? $50.
Yeah.
You're like, right. Oh, I don't want to pay that much for it.
Honorable mention time. Bron, we'll let you start.
I've got so many. Do you guys remember Paul Frank?
Yep.
Yeah. I used to have a Paul Frank scarf.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember Mooks?
I was about to say, I had it written as, it's because it. On their T-shirts, I remember it used to say, it's pronounced Mooks, because people would be like, it's Mooks.
Yes.
And other people would say it's Mooks. Same, very similar line here, Stussy.
Stussy.
Some people would say Stussy.
Yeah, nah, no one says Stussy.
Stussy.
How about Bron, any others?
Juicy Couture.
Oh, Juicy Couture. Yeah, nice. Very, very nice.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I also had Osiris, another skate brand.
Osiris, yep.
Globe.
A couple of cinder blocks wearing them on the bottom of your feet.
I love you just crossing them out. You've got like
absolutely
a list of 40.
Hot Tuna. Remember Hot
Tuna?
Yeah,
yeah. Even like Pipeline Independent.
Pipeline Independent trucks. Hey.
Yeah.
Were you really skateboarder if you didn't have Spitfire bearings? Spitfires.
Here's one
well
for you. I used to have a pair of these shoes. No laces, just like the elastic over the front. Everlast.
Everlast.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that's so bad. And just remember, if you were going to put anything in anything to carry it, what would you carry it in? You'd probably carry it in your crumpler, I would have thought.
Supre bags.
A Supre.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah, I've got Supre on my list. I've got, there was a moment in time when, well, the moment was when I was about 21, when every single girl's 21st dress was from a boutique in Melbourne called Rosman. You ever heard of Rosman, Bron?
Never.
No.
I feel like it went under. Rosman, R-O-S-M-N, Rosman.
Oh, that was the brand.
That was the brand. That was like the boutique, yeah. Rosman. Yeah.
Everyone wanted a Rosman dress.
Correct. And if you had one, it was big shit.
Yeah.
It was bloody big shit.
Well, like, all these are coming back. Like, I mean, everything, obviously, fashion works in cycles, but
yeah,
big time. Like, Von Dutch is back.
Yeah.
All that's happening. It's
Oakley
huge.
Will be back.
The one that I can't remember that I'm just trying to rack my brain
describe
for.
Describe it to me. I'll get it.
They've made track, specifically track pants was like
Stevie
their big thing. Yeah, Stevie.
Bright yellow,
yeah,
bright orange.
Trackies.
Stevie.
If you had a pair
got
of Stevie trackies, it was like,
oh, so
nice.
Big.
So that was, they were also sold at the shop where they sold fresh
Stevie's. They sold Stevie's in,
yeah, in
wow
Albury. Yeah.
They're from Melbourne.
Yeah. Stevie track pants.
Stevie track pants. Fluorescent everything.
Trigger track pants?
Trigger. So Trigger, the fluoro ones, they came out because Stevie was doing these fluoros. And then all the surf shops. Trigger did one on the East Coast and Strapper did one on the West Coast.
That's Strapper, it. Yeah.
Strapper
was also another good one.
Strapper surf.
I mean, all the other surf ones like
You could go.
Like Billabong and Rip Curl and Roxy and all those were quite big. That was when they were going into like mainstream. Like you would just wear board shorts like you're going out for dinner.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. Roxy, huge. Roxy was like the biggest brand ever.
Rip
Two Quicksilver logos look like a heart.
Oh, hilarious. Amazing. My sister used to have
Reef.
Oh, yeah, they're the first thongs that had the bottle opener,
yeah,
on the bottom.
Yeah, and they always put like scantily clad women on their everything.
Yeah. My sister used to have, mum and dad obviously couldn't find or afford or buy one of the Rip Curl
rash vests.
So her rashy instead said Rip Cool.
Of course it did. And you know what? She was.
Absolutely.
She was
cool
absolutely
as
Rip
Cool. And my
cool
brother used to say, Ratty who? Ratty Cool.
Oh my God. Oh, I can't wait to hear what other people
on
have.
Volcom,
Sif.
Yeah, O'Neill, like, keeps
mate,
coming.
I could literally just list off Insight. Remember Insight? They were like the first cool ones.
Mm.
Yuck.
The 2000s, what a glorious time.
What a glorious, Mambo?
Oh, yeah. And we had the dog with the with the music note coming out of its bum.
Very expensive, all that stuff now. If you've got vintage whatever.
Vintage Mambo shirt.
Yuck. So yeah. Expensive. Oh, my gosh. A pair of Osirises, pair of Chet 4s.
Absolutely. Remember the 60 Chet bucks 4? For a Mambo shirt with the dog fart coming out the back. But yep. That's from a brand new one.
Yeah. Imagine a vintage job. Y2K brands, tell us what we missed. Top three.
Time for Bron's mailbag. Let's head down to the post office, Simon.
Mail time. Bron's mailbag.
I just imagine Link chucking in heaps of sound effects then.
Yeah.
FX, sound yeah. FX.
The sound, what I imagine the sound was, and this is without having heard it, is it's the sound of the letters coming through the door on Harry Potter.
Yeah, good one. No post on Sundays.
Isn't that right, Bron?
Yeah.
Is that what your office is like, Bron? Just heaps of inboxes and mail and stuff?
Electronically.
Like it. That was the clapper of the thing. I couldn't do that. Do you know, actually, here's a quick question for you, Bron.
Mm.
I saw this on TikTok. Apparently, women cannot make the sound of a machine gun.
Yeah.
Can you do it?
Can you do it?
I'll do it, ready? Right, go, Bron.
Go for it.
Can't. I've tried this at home, believe it or not.
Give it a go.
I can't do it.
There's no one in the office behind you. Don't worry about it.
Go.
I can't do it.
Go.
Try
go,
one
go,
more.
Try again.
Why can't you do it? Did you just, like, is it because you feel like you've never learned it?
I don't know what
can you roll
doing.
Your R's? Can you do like brr.
Give me a word.
What's an Italian word that requires an R rolling? Like Abruzzo.
Yeah.
Abruzzo.
Yeah, so then just do the brr.
And like prosciutto.
Prosciutto. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, okay. And then give us like the brr.
I think it's helpful if you just roll your R's and pretend like you're holding a machine gun.
Yeah.
So go like prosciutto.
I can't. There's people out here.
All right. What we need, anyone, this is for Bron's mailbag. Because TikTok tells us that women cannot do the machine gun sound, video yourself doing the machine gun sound and send it into Bron so she's not alone.
Oh, that was good stuff, Bron. All right.
Oh, now you're showing off.
Let's open up this mailbag.
That actually is very good.
All right, Bron, what's in the mailbag?
Okay, so this one's from Jamie. Where can I lodge a complaint against Adam? After listening to the April 20th episode, I've now had a sailor went to sea stuck in my head for 3 days straight.
Yes.
This is one of the worst earworms I've ever had, and for that, Adam must pay.
Welcome to the game.
Well, you know what you need to do? They say to get rid of an earworm, you better sing the whole song. So let's sing it together. A sailor went to CCC to see what he could see.
Hey, whoa. You're not singing it with... You're not singing it there. You're just saying it.
A sailor went to CCC to see what he could CCC. And all that he could CCC was the bottom of the deep blue CCC. A sailor went to chop, chop, chop to see what he could chop, chop, chop. And all that he could chop, chop, chop was the bottom of the deep blue chop, chop, chop. A sailor went to knee, knee, knee to see what he could knee, knee, knee. And all that he could knee, knee, knee was the bottom of the deep blue knee, knee, knee. Knee. A sailor went to Timbuktu. Oh, we're not doing the Timbuktu?
Huh?
You don't want to do the Timbuktu?
Nah.
A sailor went to see Chopney to see what he could see Chopney. And all that he could see Chopney was the bottom of the deep blue sea Chopney. I said about 60% of that. I got most of it wrong. That's fair. You're welcome. That was a service to the people.
Jamie,
that's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, I've had Miss Polly had a dolly in my head.
Now that's been stuck in my head ever since that episode
it's a bad
aired.
One.
Yeah, Miss Polly.
And
had
what
a
I
dolly.
Want, like, I would love to chug a big red car in my head.
Mm.
We're driving near and we're driving far. I love that one. Can't get it in there. Want to stick it in there? Can't stick it in there.
Mm.
All I get is Miss Polly had a dolly who was sick.
Nope. Yeah. Nah. Let's stop that one. All right. What's up next, Bron?
All right, speaking of Miss Polly, Amy said the Wiggles do a version of the song Miss Polly where the doctor is female and the parent of the patient is male. So good. The Bill stuff is absolutely rubbish, though.
Nice one. See? See, the big wigs, they get it, but they don't fully get it.
I love that. I love people's, like, vehement support of your disgust for nursery rhymes. Yeah. I did not realize that there was a whole world out there of adults who were really against nursery rhymes. I just was happy to let it roll and thought, oh, yeah, all right, Foss has got a thing. But there's so much support every week, every time you bring it up.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. There is, like, Miss Polly had a dolly who was 666. Like, fantastic. Big wigs getting on board the, like, women can be doctors too. Particularly, like, the reason that I like...
The child's mother was the doctor, guys.
The reason... Yeah, yeah, good one. The reason that I like that is because when I sing it to my daughter. Yeah. So, like, if I had a son, maybe I would sing the male version because it's just like you can, like, can't be what you can't see. Can't be what you can't hear. That kind of thing. Yep. I like to include that in the female story, which is like, big wigs, they get it.
Yeah.
They get it. But, like, they don't get it enough to be the doctor not... going to deliver the bill, especially in the modern day. Side note, I've had to
It's a good job, mailbag. We're off again.
I've had to go and get a blood test serology to like prove my immunization for like measles and mumps and tetanus and all the other stuff, like that I've had all the injections which I've had. How do you reckon they would deliver the results?
Oh, send them on an email.
Do you reckon they'd send them to me?
Yep.
No.
Who do they send them
to? They send them to the referring doctor.
Oh.
How do you reckon they send them to the referring doctor? Do you reckon they'd email them?
Yeah.
No. Do you reckon they'd call them?
Well, I reckon they'd just email them.
No, they don't email. I can tell you they do not email them.
Oh, we'll buzz them?
Do you reckon they call them?
No.
No. Do you reckon they text them?
No.
No. Do you reckon they handwrite them?
How do they do it?
No. What is the most outdated piece of technology that you could imagine that they would send my test results? It's a fax.
Yeah, they fax. My work still runs fax heavy.
Oh, God damn it.
Referrals are only fax.
Oh.
It's so bizarre.
Why?
I don't know.
It's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, and then the fax machine's always broken. You always call up. I always call up to get the results for people's scans, and the people always say, oh, we've got them here. Fax machine's broken. Can't send them to you. Oh. Just send me an email. I literally say to them, just take a photo on your phone and text it to me. Here's my phone number. And they never do. They never do.
Oh, my God.
Come on. We can move on.
We can. Bron, anything else?
There's one more. Now, I wasn't around for this one, so you might have to explain it. This is from Empath Soul 86. Mm. I've been listening to the podcast and just got the episode where Simon said that if anyone is listening in the future and they mention Apple Challenge, that he would do it. So, Simon, here I am mentioning the Apple Challenge. Good luck. P.S. Love the podcast.
So, this happened because I said I could eat a whole apple in like a minute, I think. Minute?
30 seconds, I think.
30 seconds. I said that I could eat a whole apple in a minute's time. And then I tried it.
Yeah.
Turns out can't do it. But if anyone's got an apple, I reckon if it was cut up, I could do it.
Well, I reckon that we should bring it back. This should be redemption test.
Okay.
Because the world record is 38.1 seconds.
Yeah, and I said that I could probably beat that.
Yeah. You didn't say probably. You said you could.
Yeah, and I just didn't at all.
When I looked it up, I looked up world record time for eating an apple, and the first one of the answers says, this could make a fun game at your next farm apple picking birthday party.
That is quite a niche birthday party. That is a very niche. All right, let's bring it back. Maybe next week I'll try to eat an apple. Quick smart.
Yeah, it's quick.
We're going to try it.
Next week we need
Can I do
apple.
A cut up one?
Yeah, I'll let you do a cut up one because I don't think you're getting to 30. I don't think you're beating 38 seconds.
Yeah, okay, great. That's good. Let's do a cut up apple next week. Great.
All right.
And then, do you know the best part? Is that that person who brought that mail in isn't up to this episode.
Yeah.
So they, again, in the future, will be like, oh, that's me. They're talking about me from ages ago.
They're going to get the episode of you eating the apple in your apartment like 2 years ago, then listen to 2 years worth of podcasts, and then get you eating another one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cop that for a mention.
That's
Empath.
A real...
What was it? Empath 86 or something? Empath, I don't know, Empath 92. Shout out to you.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, good on you. Good on you. All right, anything else on the mailbag, Bron?
No, that's it for this week.
Okay, lovely. Lovely. If you've got anything for the mailbag, make sure you write it into Bron. She's always scouring the depths of the socials. I'm seeing if any came through to me. Nah, I didn't have anything coming through on my privates.
But feel free to send them through.
Feel free. Anything you like. Toxic traits. There you go. That's us for the day.
All right, that's it for the Adam and Simon Show this week. Thanks, Showies. Always a pleasure.
I had such a good time.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Make sure you send in your videos, particularly of yourself doing the machine gun. Can you do that one?
No, no, I think
tell you what, those bolts are not coming out quick. Like, you can dodge each individual
How
one.
How fast does it shoot?
Go as fast as you can. And like, this will be the thing that plays us out. Bron shooting a machine gun, and you've got to pretend like you're holding up a machine gun.
I'm out. There's people.
Yeah, but no one can see.
But Bron, you can't do it, so don't worry about it.
I can't do it.
Play us out, Bron.
Go for it.
All right. Thanks, guys.